This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. For the history buffs out there, by the way, Nixon announced he was taking us off the gold standard in a Sunday night speech, August the 15th, 1971. That Monday, the 16th of August, the Dow closed up almost 4%, just 33 points, actually, in the Dow of the day. All right, off to real estate we go with a new report showing demand for apartments the past couple of months is at a five-year high. And because you listen to this program, you know what happens when demand goes up, yes? So too do prices. The data analytics firm RealPage says rents are up 3% on average compared to a year ago, despite an overall decline in renters. Marketplace's Amy Scott explains what's going on.
A lot of the demand for apartments is coming from two very different groups, says RealPage chief economist Greg Willett. Low and middle income people priced out of buying.
They would have a hard time affording home prices, and there's little product available at that starting price point.
And higher paid folks who choose to rent.
A lot of times it's a more appealing lifestyle to live in some of these luxury apartments than it would be to live in a single family home.
Overall, the share of renters has actually fallen for the past 2 years as home ownership has increased, according to Harvard's Joint Center for Housing Studies. But that's after years of growth in renters following the recession and foreclosure crisis, says the center's managing director, Chris Herbert.
We also have household growth that's getting back up to levels that we would expect. And so a number of those are choosing to own. It still leaves plenty of people who are opting to rent as well. So it's possible to have both markets on sound footing at the same time.
Sound footing means landlords can keep jacking up rents. The average increase was 3%, but in Pensacola, renters are paying 6% more than a year ago. In Tucson, 7% more. And good luck if you rent in Las Vegas or Phoenix, up more than 8%. Claire Meyer is a tenant advocate in Phoenix, where her rent has gone from $1,100 to $1,375 in 3 years. She's looking for a cheaper place.
It looks like it's going to be more cost effective to have to pack, to move, to pay a new security deposit, a new first month's rent, instead of being able to stay in a property that we actually really love.
The longer she stays, she says, the harder it will be to save up to buy a place. I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.